Alvin Harris catching feels with Katy Perry. And right now, it's a Wednesday, and creeping up closer to 8 o'clock, I told you I'd be giving you the scoop on what's coming your way next week. The Fair with Flair, the Christmas Country Fair, arriving back at Colesheen Estate, and you've been waiting all year for it. I know you have. But you're very lucky because over 3 days, from the 24th to the 26th of November, 145 vendors and stallholders have been confirmed. This year's Fair with Flair is going to be absolutely out of this world. It's going to be fab, and you definitely don't want to miss it. Just to fill in the rest of the picture, to let you know how things are going with all the hard work in the background. In the studio with us, we have two ladies who are no strangers to the microphones here in 88FM, Gabby Lyle and Michelle Sutherland-Blake. Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Are you here, Michelle?
Mark. We're good.
Rocking and rolling. You look like you are both very focused at the moment. You've got like a million different things happening. I can see there's things happening, messages still being, emails flying in and out. And we are like almost 1 week to go. Tomorrow is 1 week and counting, hey?
1 week and counting.
How did that happen?
Like, I don't know. Can we have a few extra weeks, please?
Sure. Yeah. It has just arrived suddenly, but I believe tickets are already flying off quickets.co.za, which is the smartest way for you to scoop yourself your tickets. I mean, obviously, if you really need to grab on the day at the gate, that'll be an option as well. But my advice always is just to cut out the fuss and do it online. And there's a couple of different cool options this year. Mm-hmm. Michelle, explain it to me. How does it work?
Our ticket options. Okay, so we're catering for our families. So it's the second year we're hosting on a Saturday.
Yes, this has been a very exciting and positive development.
It is, yeah. We're super excited about it. So Quickit, we've got a ticket available, a one-day ticket, a 70 rand per person. And then we've got a two-day ticket because a lot of our ladies come on the Thursday when it's crazy busy,
yeah.
And you don't get to really appreciate everything.
There's so much that you really do. I mean, ideally, you should be there over 2 days, I think.
Absolutely, and the atmosphere is great. And there's so much to see, Mike. So the 2 day ticket is 100 rand, and then we've got a family ticket for Saturday, which is a family of four. So a family of four is bring the grandparents. And children under 15 is no charge. Saturday we've got, and we're very excited, we've got Life and Style Radio with us for the duration of the fair, which is fantastic. And we've got Rockhaven playing on Saturday. There's going to be a good vibe. We've got fantastic foodies. We've got Kids Creative Area. And then on Friday we've put something else into the mix as we're doing a Christmas demo and a workshop.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so Friday is Black Friday. And I think everybody runs off to Checkers and and to Pick and Pay to go and do the Black Friday shopping.
The madness.
We're going to provide the calm. And a beautiful creative input, and our stall holders have got a few things in store. So Friday we're doing our Christmas demos with Cindy from Love Laugh and Vilna. So Christmas table decoration and wreaths, and you can make a beautiful clay decoration to take home.
Yo.
So we're very excited.
And lots of inspiration as well. You know, this is why often people come for the whole 3 days if you can.
Absolutely.
Because there's just so much to absorb, and you kind of walk away feeling inspired, uplifted, and it's all for a brilliant cause. And it's like historic, because this, Gabby, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the 70th year, seven decades that we're celebrating of the Christmas Country Fair.
Definitely.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Working through the decades.
Now, I mean, it's like this this institution that just it evolves year on year. You know, whatever challenges the years bring, we've sailed through it all over the last couple of years. And this year, it seems like it's celebrating and back bigger and better than ever before. Every year we say, this is the biggest we've ever been. And this is the big, and it's true. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. This year, no different. And the fact that it's running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, And by the way, there's late shopping on Friday. So operating hours Thursday from 9 till 4, am I right?
Correct.
Friday we run till 6, from 9 till 6, so you can get in on that that extra bit of evening time. And then Saturday between 9 and 2:30, it's going to be, as it always is, the fair with flair. But now there's a couple of things that you should take note of. So the cashless fair, which means that vendors will be accepting card or Zapper. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps it tidy. It just keeps it easy breezy.
Yeah, and safety, you know. Yeah. Safety for our visitors and for us and for our vendors. Mm-hmm. It's how a lot of the fairs are operating now.
Yeah, I mean, post-COVID, that's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
So very much keep in step with the trends. Free parking, but you know, be advised that, you know, being as popular as it is, there's a lot of vehicles, parking is limited, so you mean you're going to want to make sure that you book your tickets online, because that'll mean you've got a parking, and special needs parking is available directly in front of the entrance to the fair as well, if you do need that access. Very important, the event is under marquees. If you've never been to the fair with flair, you might not know this, but everything is covered. But you're advised to bring some comfortable shoes, am I right?
Yeah. Yes. So we've also had another little surprise this year. So we're changing our setup.
Oh, really? The layout?
The layout. Well, we're changing the layout. So it's always very nerve-wracking bringing changes in, because people do like familiar. But we've just found it's necessary to rearrange it a bit.
Okay.
Always keep it spiced up. And that's why we say better. I don't go bigger, but I go better. There's always room for improvement. So we have changed our setup. We've got marquees very close to the front gate this year, which we haven't had before. And it's all of our stall holders are deluxe stall holders. I don't like that word stall holders, actually, because it doesn't do them justice.
No.
Vendors, creatives, they are beautiful. You know, our Boma, we've got some incredible new vendors that are joining us, and they're small businesses that have got the most magnificent stuff to showcase.
That's what sets this fair apart. It's this curated selection of exceptional creatives, vendors, suppliers, whatever you want to call them.
Mm.
But and you know, people love coming year on year to see some of these really exclusive supplies that you just don't find at other fairs, but then also to see what's new, and the fact that you have got some really cool hot new additions this year.
We do. Yeah.
It's unmissable. But as I said, under marquees, but the ground is uneven in places.
Yes.
So make sure that you've got some comfortable shoes. And the event is going ahead regardless of what the weather is doing, you know, because it's undercover. But you might want to pack an umbrella if there is a little bit of rain predicted. Although the weatherman tells me it's going to be fine. So
it's looking good. Long range is looking good. So we optimistic.
Awesome stuff. Now, I mentioned this. Plenty of entertainment lined up. Dedicated children's area as well.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be set up for Saturday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of activities for the kids. So it's really, Saturday is going to be that day for the families, especially with that fantastic family ticket that you mentioned for a family of four,
yes.
150 Rand. That's a really great way to bring the grandparents and make it a family day out.
100%.
And if you're wondering about your four-legged friend, unfortunately, you know what it is. Dogs, we love them, but due to the nature of everything being under the marquees, and you know what it is, dogs, leave them at home. Come and enjoy yourself, and it's okay. We get it. Mm-hmm. But Quickets is, as I mentioned, the place to get your ticket. Mm-hmm. Quickets.co.za. Search for Christmas Country Fair. And if you're only able to come for the one day, that's fine. But if you can make it for that two-day ticket, I say the more the better. And as we've said, 70 years of Christmas Country Fair that we're celebrating, and supporting the community in so many different ways. You know, apart from just sort of supporting all these fantastic exhibitors and vendors, there's a lot that's raised for the Christmas Country Fair, or the Christmas Fair Fund, I should say, and the amazing work of this group of ladies that's been doing their thing for 70 years, right? And for those that don't know, Gabby, about the Christmas Fair Fund.
Yep. Well, we started 70 years ago, and all the funds that we raise are 100%. For initiatives on the North Coast.
North Coast, yeah, Stanger
North
District.
Coast. Yeah. Wow. So it goes from Stanger to Tongaat. That's our area. Yeah. And all the funds are monitored by members, so there is
We've got a committee. So there's a committee in place. And it's a clean run NPO. So it's, I think we are the one of the longest standing NPOs with clean books that supports sustainable projects. Mike, and I just want to say, and Gabs is amazing, our chair lady. We stand very tall and proud for that. She runs an amazing ship. But the projects, you know, that's what this is about. So the heartbeat behind the Christmas fair, you know, the Christmas fair is beautiful. We get excited. It's got a whole different heartbeat. But the reason we do what we do is for those projects. You know, they're sustainable. We've got a list that we support every single year from organizations or slightly bigger initiatives to single individuals that every month they get a grocery voucher to ensure they've got food on their tables. And it's our entire community. So, you know, we that's the reason we do what we do. And our community support us, and we're exceptionally grateful for that.
And the love and support has been going for 70 years. It continues to go and grow.
It's crazy.
And it's amazing. It's an incredible story. And this is the latest chapter. We're really excited. And so you can go and shop till you drop, knowing that you're doing good.
100%.
And that makes it all the more fantastic and festive.